I am there. You are also, you were there, you are there, and you will be there.
So both there, of us were there, all kings were also there.
Yes. So that time Krishna says that we are separate always. And how this Sayujya Mukti comes actually? Is there any?
Sayujya Mukti doesn't come. Sayujya Mukti is Lord's arrangement. Sayujya Mukti is one of the arrangement of the Lord to fulfill the desires of all the impersonalists who doesn't want to accept his personality and want to become one with him. Sahaja Mukti also is created by Lord only. It is Lord's creation only. Why Lord creates all these things? Why Lord creates Narak, hellish planets? These, he creates all these things because there are people who want to go there. People want to perform the activities like that. So he has created all the variety with you. He has created stool for the hog, he has created worms for the bird, he has created halwa for human beings, and he has created somras for demigods. So let me complete this point. So Sayujya is a desire of a so-called sinful impersonalist who wants to negate the personality of the Lord and we want to become one with the Lord. So let us say okay. So all Shishupal and Bakasur and Vatsasur and all these people, Kamsa also, merged in the body of Krishna.
Then they are not separate.
Then what happens, after some time they again come back. Because in the body of the Lord, they are not fully satisfied. There is no rasa of relationship with the Lord.
Ravana
also.
They go to Brahma
Yodhi. They go to Brahma, there are different things. Nallakuvera and Manigri, when they got...
liberation.
They got liberation. They didn't go back to Godhead. They went back to their own place of Kuber Loka. They went to Kuber again, back to the pavilion. Then when the King Huhu and Gajendra, the Indradumna, then they got delivered. Indradumna went back to Godhead and Huhu went back to Swargaloka, Gandharva Loka. Everything is different because everybody's desire is different. So don't think that, again don't think that by seeing the Lord, one will go back to Godhead. Duryodhana also saw God. Kamsa also saw God. Isn't that true? Mizura saw God. Dushasan saw Lord. Everybody saw the Lord. So what? Doesn't mean anything.
Desire.
Unless you have devotion to Him.
Desire.
Unless there is desire of devotion to the Lord. So desire is the one which is making your direction. Not being with the Lord or being close to Him or being like Him or being on the same planet. Doesn't mean anything. What is highest? What is the point Rupa Goswami is making here? The highest point is to love Him. And then whether you are in hell, in the body of a worm, or in heavens, in the body of Indra, or on earth, in a beautiful Mr. Universe, or in some power of some country, it doesn't make any difference. For wherever you are and whatever you are doing, if you have love for the Lord, Mama Janmani Janmani Swaray Bhavata Bhakti Rahe Tuki Tvai. That's all the devotee wants. Doesn't desire Swarga, doesn't desire Narak, doesn't desire human body, doesn't desire liberation, doesn't desire money, doesn't desire women or praises or followers, doesn't desire anything. Or you crush me, you embrace me, you can keep me close to you can kick me away from you, you can embrace me, you can do whatever you want. Mat prana nathastu saeva napara. That is the devotee. Sayujya Antar Milap. Sayujya is like this. Sayujya means no relationship. Sayujya means extinguishing the personality of the ourself and Lord also. Sayujya has no meaning. Sayujya is tasteless for devotees. The devotees who have enjoyed the rasa, the nectar of relationship with the Lord, for that devotee, these kind of things are all, useless things of discussion. Is why we are discussing and wasting our time. This is the devotee will say. There is so much to discuss about the Lord and His relationships and His mellows and His reciprocation and His love and His activities and His lilas and His forms. There is so much to discuss. Why are we wasting our time in discussing all these so-called siddhis and muktis? And scriptures also tell us that the siddhis are running behind a devotee with folded hands. And the devotees don't even look at them. Bhukti and Mukti, both. Bhukti means all the sense gratification, enjoyments, are also running behind a devotee. The karmi is running behind them. And for karmi, this is the running away from them. And the karmi is still running behind them. And devotee is not interested in them, so they go behind the devotee. Mukti and Siddhi both. Because devotee is enamored by the Lord. Attracted by the Lord. Nothing bewilders more than the Lord to any devotee. One who is mad after the Lord, what can make him mad? Nothing else can make him mad. Lord has made him ultimately mad. So, these things cannot make them any more mad than that. See, they don't want to get peanut mad. They want to get unlimitedly mad. So, they are looking for Krishna. They are mad. Prabhupada said, who is crazy? Yes, we all are crazy. We are crazy for Krishna.
Yes.
Some people are crazy for Maya. So, we are crazy for Krishna. So, everybody is mad. But what are we mad for? That is an important point. Are we mad for getting a BlackBerry or a Toyota car or, you know, all these equipments and all these funny things in life, or are we mad for Krishna? That is a question. And that is what makes the purpose of our life, why we are living for. Everybody is living for money and position and women and enjoyment and opulences and progress and power. And the devotee is living simply to love Krishna. Sudama was hungry, having no food, he was shaking because of hypoglycemia. And he was in love with Krishna. And Duryodhana, Arjuna and Yudhishthira also had the whole world as their property, a Chakravarti Samrat. Everything on earth was theirs when they became king. And they were in love with Krishna. Bahulashva was with full opulences serving the Lord. And Shrutadev was staying in the hut. And Krishna expanded in two forms and went to both the houses. And in both the houses, he enjoyed the extremes of love from both the parties. But all the externals were totally different. But he enjoyed the same love from both the parties. One was in opulence, one in the hut. So that is the love. For his Lord is hankering and the devotee is also hankering. And for that devotee who is having such love, Lord just sells himself. Lord can become anything for that person. When Yashoda Mataji came to Dwarka, Krishna was, Dwarkadish was sitting in a yagya with Rukmini Devi. And she called, you know, Kanha, I have come to meet you. And the gatekeepers were telling, who is this old lady, you know, from village who has come? She is claiming that she is your mother, Krishna. She doesn't look like mother, but she is claiming that she is like mother. So they were like, you know, technically discussing with her, are you really a mother, from where you have come, what is the address, what is your name, we never saw you here, all those kind of things. Those unknown chaprasis will ask, na? So they went to inform Krishna, and then she called Krishna. And when she called Krishna, what happened, you know, Dwarkadish got up as Dwarkadish and started running towards the gate of Dwarka. And as he was running, he became smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And finally, when he reached the gate of Dwarka, he was a small baby Krishna of Vrindavan. And then she said, oh Kana, and he jumped in the lap of Yashoda. So when he saw the devotee who is in Vatsalya Ras, Krishna could not keep his Aishwarya from of Dwarka. It was not his power to continue with remaining in the body of a Dwarkadish Krishna. When he saw Mother Yashoda, he just became Vrindavan baby Krishna, simply. That is the power of love. So when a person comes in front of him with that kind of love, then the Lord is not in the position to keep the form that he wants to keep. Like they became, he left them from Raslila in Chandra Sarovar. He left them. And they were little proud that he was with them only, they thought. So he left them. And then they realized he was with everybody. So they were repenting and they were calling him, everybody. And he wanted to make a little fun. So he became Chaturbhuj Krishna. And he stood on the way, you know, on the lotus flower. So he was expecting that whenever you see Vishnu, so you see Vishnu now, what you will do? immediately you'll say Namo Om Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. You'll chant all the mantras and say Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Nitaya Cha and say all the Purush Sukta and everything, whatever you can glorify. Oh my Lord, oh all controller, oh King of the Universe, oh Master of the Universe, oh Master of Senses, and all kind of things will start, you know. But they simply asked him, have you seen Krishna? Which direction he has gone? Aapne Krishna ko dekha hai? Kis disha mein gaye? So he also was, you know, unable to control his emotions. Somehow he was withholding his Vishnu form. And he said, this way he has gone. Just said, you know. Somehow he was unable to control, but still he was able to maintain. But when Radharani came, she was talking to Bumblebee. The Bumblebee was revolving around her. And she was talking to Bumblebee as if she was talking to Krishna. So that Krishna, who was in Vishnu form, got bewildered. What is this kind of discussion? I can't understand this discussion with Bumblebee as Krishna. And then with that intoxication, she asked that Vishnu, have you seen Krishna? So that four-armed Krishna could not remain four-armed Krishna. His two arms melted. And the opulence that is, he had his hand, now all his ornaments and everything, that also melted. And he remained as Krishna. Although he didn't want to remain as Krishna, but in front of her love, he just had to be in a form which she could relate to. He was not in his power to keep that form which he wanted to keep, to bewilder her. So the love in Vrindavan is so much that the way the devotees look at Krishna, that form Krishna has to adopt by the power of that love. So Siddheshwar, who is the master of all Siddhis, controller of all Siddhis and giver of all Siddhis, at whose lotus feet all Siddhis are lying, mountains of Siddhis, that person becomes helpless, completely out of control of himself, in front of the love of his devotees. So much so that love is so powerful that every night when time comes to sleep in the night, the gopis would call Krishna and Yashoda also would call Krishna. Gopis would call Krishna to come and dance with them. Yashoda would call Krishna to come and sleep in the bed. Now what to do? Any solution is there? Is anybody can suggest Krishna what to do? Somebody will say, go to gopis. He will say, no, go to Mother Yashoda. She is calling you for sleeping. She is so loving and her lap is so beautiful. So every night to solve this problem, Krishna would divide in two forms. One form, Gopi Krishna would go to forest to dance with them. And one Yashodanandan form would go and lie and sleep with Yashodamaya. So at the same time, he was nicely sleeping in Nanda Bhavan. At the same time, he was dancing with the gopis in the forest. In the morning, this Krishna will wake up by the lorry of Yashodamaya, and that Krishna would come back from forest and become one and again go with the cowherd boys to herd the cows. So what is the meaning of this? That he has to accept that particular form which gopis have to see, or Yashoda have to see, or whoever he is relating to, whatever they think that he is. What is another proof that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath and we would see him like this, you know, with no fingers and all these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always see him playing flute.
Yes.
Always. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhava was like that. So you would not see him with no legs and all these things. You would see him as Krishna. In fact, the moment he entered Jagannath Puri, that time he was far away from temple and he saw that blue boy calling him, come to my temple, come. And they only fell unconscious by seeing that beautiful blue boy on the top of the mountain, on the top of the temple, calling him. So who was that? It was Lord Jagannath only, but Lord Jagannath for him is showing his form as which the way he wants to see, because he was Radharani's bhav. So the form which Radharani would like to see, that form was being shown by Jagannath to him. That is power of bhakti. Any other question is there on this point? So what is the next point now?
Even the form of Lord Jagannath is like when they were listening to the story in the Vrindavan pastimes, then he became like that.
Yeah.
So that is also because of the Lord.
That is, they were not looking at him. That is his own transformation.
Okay.
He was responding to his own emotion of hearing the whole thing.
And he became like that.
Nobody wanted to see him in that form. Neither they were seeing that form also. It was his own transformation by hearing his own katha. It was within himself only. And then it was shown to Narad Muni. And Narad Muni then asked for benediction.
But that form was desired by anyone, that
they
want to see him.
That form was desired by Lord only himself, to deliver the whole world. Lord is at the same time compassionate, at the same time loving. So when he loves his devotees, at the same time he is compassionate to all the following conditioned souls. Narad Muni was in ecstasy by seeing the Lord's form in Mahabhava. At the same time he remembered ki, I have to ask a benediction for all the fallen conditioned souls. So these two contrast things exist in devotee and Lord at the same time. At the same time, we cannot be like that. If I am too happy, I may forget that I have to go to some appointment in the evening. I am so happy that I forgot only, I was supposed to go to your house, I am sorry. I didn't come only for dinner, you called me for dinner. But what happened, my son stood first in SSC board, you know. So I was so happy, I forgot that I am supposed to go to your house. But the devotee, the pure devotee and the Lord, they will not do like this. They will be in the ecstasy, at the peak of the ecstasy. At the same time, they will remember all the fallen conditioned souls and all their promises, all their words they have given, and they will fulfill everything. This contrast can only exist in devotees or the Supreme Lord. And you have to aspire to become such a devotee. I always wonder, you know, that how it is possible. And Narad Muni is falling unconscious and his hair is standing on end and he is shedding tears like pichkari and is falling down and is getting up. And how will you remember ki, Lord, please come in this form. The people in the material world are suffering like anything. How it is possible? Just imagine. What compassion. Pundalik. It was explained that Pundalik, when he was serving, suddenly light came in his room. Divine light came. So he was like bewildered. But he still didn't want to see. He just kept serving. And the Lord had to call him. Pundalik, I have come to see you. Then he looked behind and he said, okay, stand on this. So he threw one brick. So Lord stood on that. And then after he finished his service, he turned to the Lord and he was in total ecstasy. The whole description Skanda Puran gives, the locks of beautiful hair coming on the cheeks of the Lord and the Makar Kundalas and the nice reflections of Makar Kundalas on the cheeks, moving Makar Kundalas, having beautiful light and Kastub Mani and Vajayanti Mala and the Kamarband and the Bazuband and the wrist ornaments and the rings and everything was beautifully, the Pundarikaksha, the lotus petaled eyes of Krishna, it's full of love for Pundalik. And it is explained Pundalik was mad and he was just running from one end of the room to other end of the room. He was like going this end and that end, he was rolling on the ground and doing all kinds of things. He was totally under no control of himself. But when the Lord started speaking to him, what did he say? You please stand in this position like that only, because I want everybody to know how much you love your devotee. So if you stand here like this, the way you are standing in front of me, then the whole world will know how much you love your devotees, how you have come all the way from Dwarka to just to see me. And I want everybody to know how loving you are. Kiti premala hat, ki sagana kalav ashi maji ichcha hai. So he is not forgetting all the people in the world who will be blessed by Lord's darshan. So same time ecstasy, same time compassion. This combination is very unique, you know. We are either in happiness or our own happiness, and or sometimes we are too compassionate to others. But you know, these two things come together, we will totally bewildered. What do we have to do? We have to be kosher, we have to be uddhar. We don't know. This is very bewildering. I always keep meditating, how it is possible? At the same time, one can be in maddening ecstasy and one can still think of somebody who is suffering. How it is possible? It is possible by the dint of devotion and power of love. And that power of love, that's why it surpasses all these so-called siddhis and so-called achievements and so-called powers of walking on the sun ray and going to sun planet and, you know, flying in the sky, becoming in the highway than the heaviest and lighter than the lightest. All this appear to be insignificant compared to all the love that is overwhelming the devotee. For that love we should hanker. That is the love that Lord is looking for in us, and we should look for that love for the Lord. Then our life is something, some meaningful. Life will become something meaningful. Otherwise, the whole life is simply useless, you know, in trying to philosophize and try to analyze and trying to paralyze ourselves. All the analysis, all the discussion, word jargon, and all the kinds of big, big philosophical Vedic words which bewilder the mind of Lord also. Lord actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised the Vedas, you know that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised the Vedas when they came to meet him. He said, you guys are simply discussing about the philosophy and the so many kinds of things about the Lord, but you are not describing about the love of the Lord, of bhakti. So they became very guilty, very humble, and they surrendered to the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and they told, please forgive us. At least now let us have some intelligence to love you. So then by the blessings of Lord Gauranga, the Vedas, Shrutis, they became gopis and they took birth in the house of, in Nandgaon villages, at the house of the cowherd boys. And then they served the gopis of Nandgaon to serve Krishna, assisting in service to Krishna. And then they saw that Jamuna is very powerful, by the mercy of Jamuna, so many things are happening. So they went to the bank of Jamuna and performed Katyayani Vrat. And by the mercy of Jamuna, then Jamuna blessed them, don't worry, very soon Krishna will bless you. Because they saw Jamuna is so dear to Krishna, he loves Jamuna so much. So they performed Katyayani Vrat at the bank of Jamuna, praying to Jamuna. Jamuna blessed them, don't worry, within a few days Krishna will be merciful to you. And then they went to the bank of Jamuna, take bath. That time Krishna stole their clothes. And from 3 days from then, Krishna entered them into Raslila. So, kahan se kahan pahunch gaye? Shruti, that means Vedas, they became Shruti gopis. They went to Nandgaon, they served the elderly gopis to serve baby Krishna. From there they worshipped Jamuna, the pure devotee. It doesn't end after becoming gopi, by the way. Please understand. They have to go ahead and ahead and ahead to get mercy of Krishna. And then by the devotee of Krishna, who is Jamuna, they were blessed. Then Krishna stole their clothes, accepted them as their wives. And then they were allowed to enter Raslila, and the highest of loving exchanges took place there. So if you are in this track, na, you will not say, by the way, I am sorry, I want to attain Sayujya Mukti. I will become Sayujya Mukti and come back. They cannot think of these things. Suddenly, if Sayujya Mukti comes in between and Sarukya comes in and Siddhi comes in and power comes in, they will say, thank you very much, please leave my way, I want to go ahead. It's like that. This is how a devotee is allured. When devotee is progressing, all these things come in between. The powers come in between to bewilder you, position comes, follower comes, and money comes, and all kinds of things come to bewilder you. But the devotee keeps on saying no, 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 no. Like how we go to Barsana and we keep saying pandas, no, no, and no. The pandas keep asking you, give money, give money, give money. They keep following you till Kushal Bihari Mandir sometimes, you know, from Shriji Mandir. And we will say no, no, and no, and no. And sometimes we don't even say no. We just keep walking. And they just keep harassing, harassing. We are as if like we are deaf and dumb, you know. We just keep walking. That is the guideline we have been given. So like that, when we are on the way to Krishna, so many pandas or siddhis will come to you, to tempt you. Give us, take us, give us, take us. And we just have to walk in front of the nose, straight. And as after some time, the siddhis, the pandas, they get tired and they go back. Is that right? Have you experienced that? They say that this guy is not getting affected by any galis, any good words, any pesterings, anything. He is on coming on the way, coming, falling at his door, sleeping on the road, nothing happens to him. He just keeps walking straight. So then they say, nothing is going to be available from this man. Let's go back and find another customer. And we will go ahead to Man Mandir from there. Hare Krishna.
Siddhis to devotees means what?
When you are progressing in devotional life, you get money, you get power, you get followers, you get praises, and you start identifying with them. Oh, really? Now I am become very great. See, thousands of people are falling down at my feet. They chant my mantra. I am their guru. They are my disciples. They depend on me. Look at my power. So much money is coming as donations. Millions of dollars are coming as donations to me. Just out of the respect that they have for me. So now let me enjoy the money. Let me buy a helicopter. and let me buy a chartered plane, and let me buy, make big palace for myself, and let me have 51 garlands on me, and take photographs, and publish in newspaper, everybody should know I am so great devotee. Once you start identifying with any of these things which is coming on the way, then you are gone, finished. And the last snare is that you will feel that you are God only. Everybody is worshipping you, glorifying you, singing songs. People will compose prayers for you in Sanskrit and chant for you. All these things happen. But if you identify with any of these things as yours, then you fall down from there. A garland comes to you, you have to think, I am a dog. This garland is for my Gurudev. On his behalf I am accepting. It is not meant for me. I am a dog. Then the garland doesn't affect you. It's like that. Prabhupada has given the Mercedes and the, what is the Rolls Royce car? And people are saying, why you require Rolls Royce car? You are a sadhu from India, you should walk on the feet, foot. So why Rolls Royce car? They should give me a car made of pure gold. That also will not be sufficient. Well, it's not meant for me. I am coming here as a representative of God, and this car and everything is given to God actually for His glorification. I am accepting on His behalf. I am not enjoying the car. I am happier in staying in the two huts in Radha Damodar temple, and not so happy in staying Californian palace which you have made for me. I am just accepting on Krishna's behalf. I am not attached to them. If he is attached to them, then fall down. And it happens, by the way, to all of us it will happen. To all of us, we make sincere progress. First, the opposite sex will tempt us. Then money will tempt us. Then power will tempt us. Then followers will tempt us. One of the things will tempt us. And the last thing will tempt us is to become God ourselves only. We will forget the Lord and we will like to become God ourselves only. And everything surrounding us will convince us that, yes, I am God actually. Everybody is saying this. Everything around me is convincing me. So it must be me only. Now that impersonal supreme has come in me. And I am He and He is me. Tattvam Asi.
Soham.
Soham.
To some extent, we always want to become
that. All of us, all extent, all the time we want to become Lord. Not some extent, sir.
Yes, yes.
All of us, we speak big philosophy, but in the hearts of heart, we want to become God. Hare Krishna. Okay, next topic. Next topic, please.
We have discussed at the Vishnu Prabhu that we are going to read from this book, Japa, systematically.
Some of you can turn.
How to become enthusiastic chanter.
Jai.
This is a book by Mr. Gurudev Prabhu. He is a senior Prabhupada disciple.
Last time he explained.
I think we are going from the beginning of the last time we discussed, but I think you are just repeating detail.
No, what you do is, till the time we discuss now, that from there onwards you discuss. Fine, go ahead.
Just very systematically he has explained. So basically, while in Vrindavan, Vrajana Prabhu was always thinking that how I can become the enthusiastic chanter. Like,